Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this week, folks from the NCAA and from the SEC have been on Capitol Hill lobbying Congress.
John's favorite people coming together, politicians and coaches in the SEC. Indeed.
Of course, they're working to get some kind of NIL legislation. Charlie Baker, who is the new president of the NCAA, says that the legislation needs to focus on three things: a deal reporting mandate for all NIL deals, agent certification, and deal standardization and guidelines. It's very rough cliff notes here. Of course, things have been exacerbated a little bit after what the California Assembly passed, and that is revenue sharing, actual revenue sharing, which would mandate that all California schools share the revenues that they make in sports with their athletes. And there was a quote from president at Mississippi State, Mark Keenum.
President K.
He said, someone used the word this morning that what happened in California is a crisis. You don't usually see Congress take action unless there's a crisis. So in a way, they're worried about what's happening in California and how that could spread. But in another way, they're encouraged because, well, this will be the thing that gets Congress to act.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you need to have a crisis. But some of the folks, like Nick Saban, basically what the SEC does is they take their coaches and administration, they go meet with their political, like the Alabama folks will meet with the Alabama congressional group, and the Louisiana folks will meet with Louisiana. Well, when you're a Nick Saban, you also get to meet with other people too, like the House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise, who's from Louisiana. So they're making sure Saban gets out in front of everybody because, I mean, he's
a good recruiter, so you figure he'd be good in these situations.
He's a very, very good recruiter. But I was reading, there's a live blog of the day's activities on three. Pete Nakos.
Oh, man, I love that guy.
Does a live blog and just kind of covering some of the events of the day around what's going on. And this was an interesting little exchange. So there was a panel today on Capitol Hill called the Future of College Sports Summit. And Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, was there. And I'm just going to read from the blog. It said, Charlie Baker said the recent push by states to rewrite NIL legislation is a direct snub to the organization. Quote, they say, screw the NCAA, Baker said. Screw the conference. Screw their rules.
Who said this?
This is the president of the NCAA. This is the argument that, hey, these state legislatures are passing all these laws and stuff, and they're doing so, and they're basically sticking their finger in our eye and saying, screw you guys, college sports.
That's not where fingers go.
No. They're supposed to go in gas tanks because that's what you have coming out of your finger.
But Baker also, this is from later in the blog, believes that there is support from both sides of the aisle for federal NIL reform.
I believe it when I see it.
Baker said there's a fair amount of interest in leadership from both branches. Baker said the process will continue to be a slow and painstaking process. Plus, if it got to the floor, people would want to hand a lot on this. I guess have their hands in it. In other words, like amendments and edits to the bill and et cetera, pork products, because you know it's all about pork when it comes to Congress. But
is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And there was another, or there was an attorney who's representing some of the universities saying, I'm more and more confident we will see federal legislation sooner than later.
Who said this?
This is from Julie Sommer, who's an attorney and member of the Drake Group, an organization whose mission it is to defend academic integrity at universities. She said, the Drake Group is working with a number of offices in Congress who are trying to grapple with complex issues. Capitol Hill staffers are hard at work on these, and there's new momentum. Basically, they're lobbyists, and their job is to get in front of the Congress and say, hey, here's what's happening, here's what we need to do. And they believe that there is growing momentum to federal legislation.
So again, I said a few minutes ago, and I'll say it again, I believe it when I see it. I was listening on my way home yesterday to Split Zone Duo, and I mentioned this podcast many, many times. We've had all three of the hosts on the show, most recently Richard Johnson, but we also have had Stephen Godfrey. Alex Kirshner, though, he was talking, and he lives right now in the DMV area. I don't know exactly where, but he lives somewhere around or near Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
He has friends. He talked about this yesterday. One of his friends, I think, writes for Politico. I don't know if you know what Politico is, but
it's a blog.
Covers
the political
politics.
Blog.
Kirshner mentions being friends with this person and how he talked about just all this stuff that is happening. And I don't remember the exact reaction, but I think the friend like laughed at it and like the thought that the politicians would come together and like this is the thing that they're gonna like come together to solve or to help out. He doesn't. The guy from Politico does not buy that that's gonna happen at all, according to Alex Kirshner. And that's been my thought has been this is just. They have so much other stuff going on all the time. That why is this going to be the thing that they come together to do? I just, again, maybe I am going to be wrong, and maybe the guy from Politico is wrong, and maybe anyone who agrees with me is wrong. I just doesn't seem like the play. Just doesn't seem like the thing that they're going to come together to do.
I mean, it really depends on the bill. It depends on what form it takes, and anything with the legislative process is, can it get out of committee?
Yeah.
And so it's not just about talking to the right people, and that's why I mentioned Saban's meeting with Steve Scalise, the Republican House leader. You want to get in front of the right people because you want to get in front of the folks who can grease the wheel and move certain things faster along than others can.
But there's just so many different factions right now with inside the House and even with inside the Senate, you know? And it's, you know how it works, passing these bills. Like, I just don't see how this is going to be the thing that brings them together.
Well, I mean, we talk a lot about gridlock, and it's logical. This might be one of those things where there are just enough people not educated enough. And when I say educated, I don't want to make it sound like they're imbeciles. But we talk about this a lot. Sometimes politicians just need to stay out of sports because they have no idea of the world that they're playing in. Because they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's not a character flaw. That's just not...
It's not their job.
Like, it's like me and... reality television. I got no clue what you're talking about.
Or Fizzy and the baby Gronk.
Yeah. I got no clue what you're talking about.
We don't need to.
And so sometimes it's you get the bill out there, it gets to a certain point, and all it takes to get enough people to vote on it are people that, you know, they hear just the right thing from just the right constituency saying this is something that has to be done, and they'll do it.
But do you think it's going to go in favor of the NCAA? Because, like, remember...
Like I said, it depends on what the form of the bill looks like.
Remember the Supreme Court ruling that came down 9-0 against the NCAA? Because the right side of the Supreme Court, big fan of the players being able to make money because it's a capitalistic society, and they're saying... free market value, that player should earn his keep. The left side was saying these players haven't had the opportunity to make the money. They should get the opportunity to not be under. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like they're doing all this lobbying, and in the end, the answer is not going to be what they're hoping it is.
Well, to think that whatever comes out of Congress, if something does come out of Congress, is exactly 100% what the NCAA is looking for. That's not going to happen. And I think the NCAA and the people lobbying on their behalf are smart enough to realize that. But if they get something, If they get 70% of what they want or 60% of what they want, that's better than 0% of what they've got. And I think even they are, you know, realistic to think that way. It's interesting to hear the level of confidence with which some of these folks are talking now mm-hmm. about, hey, something could get done. You may be right. I mean, it may get bogged down. But the difference between what's going on here with this and NIL is different from the Supreme Court case where you were literally going from zero and saying, hey, these guys don't have any rights at all. We need to give them some rights. This is about, we just need you to help us create a framework. We're not trying to take away NIL. We're just trying to regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference there.
And you know that they're going to say, I mean, I still think the answer is, if you want to regulate it, just pay them yourselves. I mean, that's the answer. The answer is you got to do it. But they don't want that to be the answer. Because that's the thing, like, what would the answer look like that the NCAA would be like, sweet, we did it? I don't know. I don't know what is a federal legislation that could come down and say.
Well, I mean, it's essentially, I read earlier, you know, what they're basically looking for. I'll try to interpret this as best I can. Deal reporting mandate for all NIL deals. There was that talk of the legislation where there would be like an actual overseer of all the NIL deals, and it would actually be done at the federal level, which is crazy, but you would have that.
Department of NIL.
You basically have the Department of NIL.
Nice, Nick.
And then making sure that agents are certified. And then...
That's not a terrible idea.
And then having deal standardization and guidelines. So basically,
it's true, you're getting $50,000 to do X, and that it's not...
Yes.
You know, okay.
Yeah, because there is an element of, hey, guys are getting paid, but are they doing fair market value for what they're doing?
Yeah, because the answer is they're getting paid because they play football. They're not getting paid to do true advertising.
Exactly.
Because they're doing the goofy
handshake. That's why the whole NIL process has been laughable from the start, because you're not seeing Ryan Kalkbrenner's face on billboards around town or doing car ads on TV. You're not seeing Jeff Sims, you know, pimping Runzas.
Yeah, they're getting money, though. They're getting money to play football. That's what they're getting.
Exactly.
They're getting money to play football.
They're getting
basketball.
Money to play football, but the true intent of NIL was to give them a chance to monetize their name, image, likeness. No, this is just a third party paying them to play football.
Sure.
It's making the previously dirty money clean.
See, and that one, I mean, like, in theory, I understand why they want to do it. It feels like almost the hardest one to legislate that. You know, I mean, here's the funny thing, though, man. Like, you know what's going to happen? All this stuff will just go back under the table. It's just going to go right back under the table if you can't do it legally, just like prohibition. All right.
There will always be elements of stuff done under the table in this industry.
Yeah.
Because it literally is an industry built on the backs of cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Sad Husker fan says the government sticking its nose where it doesn't belong. This is funny, though, because the NCAA is inviting them to stick their
nose. Yes, the NCAA is inviting them.
Bring your nose in here.
The NCAA, which includes the University of Nebraska and Creighton University and University of Nebraska, Omaha, they are asking for the government to stick their nose in.
I got a great place for your nose.
Yeah. Please stick your nose right here.
Yeah. Oh, baby, it smells something.
Coming up next in content.
What do we got today, John?
Not one, but two subjects relating to the great sport of auto racing.
It is two.
That's right.
That's two too many.
And one to the formerly great American sport, now Saudi sport of golf. On 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.